It's a total eclipse of the local sports podcast. The latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow. Fox Media's SB Nation has closed its local sports podcasts, even locking some podcasters out of posting final episodes. A long post by Kyle Scott Laskowski, which we link to today, gives some potential reasons. Apple Podcasts has added transcripts to its Mac OS app. Transcripts look nice. We link to what they look like today. To get to them, hit the dot 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 menu button next to any episode or the player and choose View Transcript. Unlike the iOS app, though, they don't display in real time, nor can you use them to navigate the show, but they are searchable. We link to how they work as well in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. The Twit Studios in Petaluma in California will no longer be open to visitors to watch live recordings after the end of this month. According to Lisa Laporte, it's part of a Club Twit revamp. Headliner celebrated its sixth birthday by sharing statistics. So far, more than 138 years of content has been created with Headliner. The company is also looking to expand its list of paid podcast promotion companies. If you're in that business but you're not listed, you should let them know. Revolver Podcasts and Cisneros Media Distribution are making five of Cisneros's titles available in podcast form. The cost per thousand model of advertising does not and will not ever work to sustain podcasting. That's the view of Mia Lobel, formerly head of content at Pushkin Industries. Podcast app Castro has released an update, including a set of bug fixes. The app is under new ownership. Podcast monitoring service Podscan has received funding, a six-figure amount, according to founder Arvid Karl. The winners of the India Audio Summit and Awards 2024 were announced, and we link to what Google Podcasts looks like now inside the US, where it's closed, even the web app. It still works everywhere else, though, and we have no date for its closure in other countries. And thank you to Vox Topica for becoming our newest supporter. Vox Topica helps subject matter experts make great podcasts and are now helping us spend more time on pod news and to enhance our service to everyone. We truly appreciate it, and you can support us too at podnews.net/support. In People News, in Australia, the ABC has appointed Tim Roxburgh as EP of True Crime Podcasts, Rachel Brown as Development Executive of True Crime, and Joel Werner as Executive Producer in Audio Studios, returning from Gimlet. And Audio Boom is to expand its sales division with the appointment of Molly Harvey as VP of Brand Sales, joining from Sirius XM and CBS Radio, and Sean Wilson as Vice President of UK Sales, returning from Spotify and Sony Music. Time for some tech stuff, and a way to list publisher feeds is under consideration for the new podcast namespace. It would allow podcast apps to show other podcasts from this publisher, as well as provide some verification that it's an official podcast. It's open for comment. And Andrew Grummet has built a free lookup tool to find podcast GUIDs from RSS feeds and the other way around. A GUID stays with a podcast forever, even if it moves hosts, and we support GUIDs in our podcast pages too. They're useful for things like pod rolls. And in podcast news just ending its season, Trumped is the story of Donald Trump's controversial golf development in Aberdeenshire in Scotland, greenlit despite high-profile protests from locals, planners and environmentalists. It's from BBC Scotland. Canardian is a brand new podcast from Pod the North, talking to famous podcasters from across Canada about their hometowns. A podcast about podcasts, but not about podcasts themselves. The 12-episode season starts with Jess Schmidt from Rooked, the Cheetah's Gambit. Chew on This was new yesterday and invites you to critically examine everything you know about food and nutrition as the show delves into expert insights and practical advice. It's hosted by Amal Wakim, the CEO of a nutrition app called Equalution. And Kyle and Jackie O, the biggest and richest radio personalities in Sydney, are to start broadcasting in Melbourne soon. Game Changers, Melbourne Radio Wars is watching how they do and what the other radio stations will do to compete. I'm part of the first episode, looking at what effect it'll have and whether they'll be number one by the end of the year. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish, and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.